With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Severe storms in the Midwest have claimed at least two lives. Tornadoes swept through parts of Illinois and Indiana, south of Chicago. Iran launched several attacks today, triggering sirens in Tel Aviv and elsewhere, but there were no immediate reports of casualties. Saudi Arabia said it destroyed six ballistic missiles that were launched toward a major U.S. and Saudi-operated facility. And in the Strait of Hormuz, a cargo ship was hit with a projectile and set on fire. Correspondent John Gambrell reports on the difficulties facing Iran.
For the Iranians, they're just trying to survive. The theocracy is at one of its weakest points since the 1979 Islamic Revolution that installed it. It has named a new supreme leader after the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. It's his son, and we still haven't seen him on state television, raising questions about his condition as the war rages on.
Former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says the war against Iran may result in a similar struggle to the one that the U.S. had with the former Soviet Union.
We understand here the Americans have the scars of Iraq and Afghanistan and these so-called endless wars. But a much better example would be the Cold War, which took decades. And America kept up the pressure on the Soviet bloc, and eventually that bloc fell.
Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Inflation held steady last month before the attack on Iran sent energy costs higher. For the past 12 months, inflation is up 2.4%. Some air travelers have faced hours-long security lines at busy airports as the partial government shutdown continues. Most checkpoints use federal TSA screeners who are working without paychecks during the shutdown. A check on Wall Street, the NASDAQ is ahead by 43 points. This is SRN News. Young people are more engaged in church, as we hear now from correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 40% of America's Protestant pastors say they see more millennials and members of Generation Z showing up to worship services and participating in the life of their congregation. The churches that are most likely to see increased engagement by young adults are big ones, those led by younger pastors, and those outside the mainline Protestant denominations. Both males and females are responding. Michael Harrington reporting.
Uber has launched a feature allowing both women riders and drivers across the U.S. to be matched with other women for trips, expanding a pilot program aimed at addressing safety concerns. The program is being challenged by transgender groups because Uber says it relies on the gender listed on an individual's driver's license. Uber and Lyft have faced thousands of sexual assault reports. This is SRN News. A New York federal judge is urging over two dozen states to settle their antitrust claims against Ticketmaster and its parent company.
This after the Justice Department reached a deal and dropped out of an ongoing trial. Dan Wall, a lawyer for Ticketmaster parent Live Nation Entertainment, told Judge Aaron Zubermanian on Tuesday there was no chance all states would quickly settle. He said he based his assessment on the nature of discussions between the ticketing and entertainment giants and the states over the past week. Still, the judge persuaded lawyers for both sides to negotiate in Manhattan federal court. Keith Peters, Washington.
FIFA expects Iran's national team will be allowed to come to the U.S. for this summer's World Cup. There had been some doubt about Iran's participation because of the war. The head of FIFA spoke with President Trump last night and received assurances Iran can come. More details, SRNnews.com.